Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today's saying from my little book, Do It Now, is also a little saying, but I think that it has dimensions that may prove valuable to you. The saying is, think space when you speak. Try not to crowd your ideas. Now, this isn't such an easy one to understand off the top of your head, but if you meditate on it, I think you'll see that there's a wealth of truth in it. We're living in an age where that space is really not given much consideration. People take courses in speed reading. You hear announcers and speakers on the radio trying to crowd as much as possible into a single minute. And, of course, where seconds cost a lot of money, you can understand why they do it. I never watch television anymore, but there was a time when I used to watch it occasionally, and I got tired of it, mainly because of not only the triviality of most of the programs, but also those advertisements. But there was one advertisement. I quit watching it when I was staying in Hawaii, and I watched about 3 minutes of a movie, and then the ads came on, and after about 10 ads, the voice said, Monday night at the movies will return after the following announcements. And I just turned it off. I thought, never again. But there was one ad that I was trying my best to imitate. I could not imagine the skill or the fluidity or whatever of this man's tongue. He was saying, Honolulu Datsun, Honolulu Datsun. I tried to say it as fast as he did. I couldn't get it. Honolulu Datsun. But it was a really, this machine gun approach to speaking, this machine gun approach to making your announcements, this machine gun approach to reading books and so on. Okay, you get more information that way, but something is certainly lost. For one thing, I guess I'm sort of projecting because my mind doesn't like to work that quickly. I like to absorb things, and I just can't get it if people talk that quickly because I feel I'm missing something. But there is something that we certainly do miss, apart from my own slow wit. There's a whole wealth of understanding that is missing if we're only getting the mental picture, the words. There's a whole emotional coloring in words. There's a whole, the vibration of your speech. I've found that in writing, for example, the pauses that I force the reader to make are not the sort of thing a speed reader would like necessarily, but you break the rhythm deliberately in a sentence in order to force the reader to take notice of what you're saying. Whereas if you just sort of galumphed along with the same old rhythm, pretty soon you'd be lulling him either to sleep or to absent-mindedness. And the space between the words, therefore, is very important because it gives you time to think whether what you're saying is what you really mean. It gives your listener time to think whether he really understands. And that understanding is often a matter of coloration. Just as black and white movies don't have nearly the impact of color movies, the color in life is also in your words. And one thing, if you're speaking or writing, to choose words that are colorful, that will make people sit up and take notice, not just use the same words that people have heard all the time in the same context, but find a new way to say it, find a new way to express it, find new words that will that will make people sit up and take notice. But another thing is to think. The space that you think between words may not be a space that you actually give expression to. But what it does, and this is very important in expressing yourself sincerely, what it does is clothe each word like gift wrapping. It gives it its own importance. You may be running through a sentence with several words all strung together, but if you have this consciousness that every word is important, that you are concentrating on that word and giving it meaning, then you will find that with very few words you can make your message crystal clear and acceptable. You won't have to repeat yourself. You won't have to go on at great length, like a sermon I attended once years ago where the minister just sort of rambled and didn't say anything and didn't have his mind on anything. And if I'm not mistaken, he was cleaning his fingernails. And at one point he told a joke and nobody laughed. And so painstakingly for the next 5 or 10 minutes, he explained that he had told a joke and what the joke meant. And by the end, more or less to get him on with it, there were a few titters in the audience. They weren't laughing at the joke. They weren't laughing at him. They were just trying to reassure the poor fellow so they could keep on talking and get on with whatever he had to say. But when you talk absent-mindedly and don't give power to your words, they won't have the power that you would like to give them when you speak. So gift wrap every word in a way. That's what I meant when I said think space when you speak. I wasn't only thinking in terms of speaking slowly and deliberately like that. You can say slowly and deliberately, but every word that you've thought of with concentration, and you have meant it. Now, you can only do that when you have, first of all, space within yourself. You have to be peaceful. This comes through the practice of meditation. This comes from not taking on too many things at once, not gobbling your ideas. This comes from sitting still a little bit every day. Prayer and meditation, to me, are essential elements of a normal, balanced life. Frankly, I don't know how people live without it. But for you, you may not be able to meditate, but take a little time to, I don't want to say you may not be able to, you may think you may not be able to. Yes, you could, but if you're not interested, then you won't. In that case, take a walk and clear your mind. Take a bath. Throw out of your mind all preoccupations for a while. I know my CD, I, Omar, our promotions person at Ananda, called a distributor and asked her if she'd heard it. And she said, well, look, I've got so many things on my desk. I just haven't had time to look at it yet. He said, well, look, I tell you what you do. Take it home. Pour yourself a bath. Make it a bubble bath, lie in it, relax, then turn this on. And so she actually did it. And the next day she phoned. She said, you know, it was terrific. I loved it. And so if you can relax, you'll be able to absorb much more. Let me sing to you a song called Peace. Peace give us the mountains, peace give us the sky. Nightly when starlight enfolds us, peace is its lullaby. The morning, peace gave us the sun.
bird songs that call us to welcome day and fresh labors begun. The seasons, peace gave us the rain, cool clouds that gather to bless us, mist hands that soothe away pain. Our heart's love, peace gave us our smiles, rays of thy presence within us, light that all strife reconciles.
Joy to you, friends.